Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mental health, also a big aspect of what has gone on over the past nearly 3 months now. And here to kind of talk about that, plus an event coming up on Wednesday through Facebook Live, it is Carl Schellehorn. He is the president of Schellehorn Consulting, LLC, also serves as the chair of the Erie County Anti-Stigma Coalition. Carl, good morning.
Hi, Randy. How are you today?
I'm doing great, especially now that the weather has broken after we had that little early shower activity. As far as the problems brought on, is there like a common theme to issues that people have when they have mental health problems caused by things like this?
There are some things going on with folks revolving around anxiety. A lot of people are talking about the anxiety they're experiencing because of a lot of the uncertainty and just not knowing what's going on. And also professionals are saying the same thing. So that seems to be a common theme amongst people, that just the simple fact that we don't know what to expect. And that's where a lot of the anxiety comes from, this fear of the unknown, almost, I would say.
And when it comes to mental health, there are so many different variations, gradations of what people may have that is either bothering them or some kind of a mental thing that needs maybe some chemical imbalance treatment. Does this also mean that each of these different conditions present themselves differently in terms of, like you said, the anxiety, stress people may be feeling?
Sure. Well, you know, mental health conditions do manifest differently for different people. Really, we're all individuals, so we all have different circumstances. We all have, different reactions to things. So we do, in terms of, the counseling profession, we look at people individually. Now, you might have two people in a similar situation. They might react totally two different ways. So one thing to consider is that, you might have even two people in one household, that are dealing with being quarantined and so forth. They might still have two different reactions to what's going on. But when it comes to mental health, we know that, for instance, when it comes to getting help, that's possible, and that there are plenty of resources in which to do that in the area.
And you just brought up something I hadn't even considered. Now, if you've got, let's say, in your example, two different people with different aspects of how they should deal with it, one wanting to stay enclosed in their own room, perhaps, and the other wanting to just get outside and do what they wish, that's going to cause, on top of the stress and anxiety they're both individually feeling, stress between each other.
Absolutely. We know that, for instance, even in the closest of families, these last few months have certainly changed things. The dynamics change and the relationships change in terms of just being closed up together. And I think, one thing to recognize, Randy, is that even though we're all in these different situations, we all are affected differently. And, there's also the issue of the traumas that we're going through right now. Everyone is experiencing some type of trauma related to this, and it'll continue in terms of just how it all plays out down the road with people's mental health.
I know this is way simplified for the question, but I'm hoping that you can swing away at it. Ways to combat this anxiety and stress that people feel.
Well, there's a number of ways. First of all, I always suggest that people certainly use some of the self-help tools that they can work on. Certainly getting sleep, and which, of course, can be a hard thing for people to come by these days if there is anxiety. But trying to get proper rest, trying to get outside. Now, at least, fortunately, like you said at the beginning, the weather's getting better, so get outside. Also, we know that exercise can help. But then again, if you need help, certainly reach out for it. There are plenty of resources in the area in order to get professional help. One organization that's a part of the Erie County Anti-Stigma Coalition, the Mental Health Advocates of West New York, has a great department that is able to refer people to get help when they need it.
And mention at the top that coming up, you have a special Facebook Live presentation called Breaking Down Barriers, and that is coming up Wednesday. You want to give all the particulars and how people may register, sign up, or whatever they need to do?
Sure. The program is going to be this Wednesday at noon. It's going to be on the Erie County Anti-Stigma Coalition's Facebook Live page. And the way to register for that is to go to our page, and you can click on the link, and you can register that way. We also are advertising it through Facebook Live. So if you have already joined and taken the pledge to end stigma at letstalkstigma.org, you should have received an invitation that way as well. So we'll be on from noon to 1 o'clock. We're going to have three clinicians locally, Jennifer Levesque from Jewish Family Service, Jessica Crane from Crisis Services, and Lizzie Herndon from Brylin. And the three of them are going to be talking about the different aspects of mental health, COVID, how to get help, how to address some of the barriers with getting help, and I'll be moderating the discussion.
Very good. So again, that's Wednesday from noon till 1 p.m. Facebook Live, and you said through the Erie County Anti-Stigma Coalition Facebook page?
Correct.
Perfect. All right. Carl, appreciate the opportunity to chat with you about this important subject, and maybe when we have much more time, we'll do just that with you. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Randy. Thank you very much.
Sure. Carl Schellehorn, again, chair of the Erie County Anti-Stigma Coalition and president of Schellehorn Consulting, LLC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.